caller, you on the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, yep, that's my dog. Hold tight, man. Let me find a clap. What's good, bro?
Not much. How you doing? Hey, I'm going to merge Leroy in.
Yeah, oh, you going three-way? Go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah, he said merge, like it's traffic or something.
All right, hold up.
Dead air. Ness, how you doing? We can't have dead air. Me and you could talk.
All right.
Oh, Roy, what's good? All right, man. Let me give another clap. Hold on, man. Yo, Shy, I ain't think you could do it, dog. Respect, dog. All right, guys, what I want you to do, man, each of you, just take a second, just introduce yourself. You need no introduction, but introduce yourself to the people that's listening. Let them know who you are and what's going on.
Go ahead, man. You got it, Shot.
Shot Barksdale, class of 02, graduated from the University of Albany. NFL alumni from 07 to 2010.
Yeah, man, let me give you a clap. I'm going to give you a clap because that's kind of impressive, man. I'm going to be clapping all day. Go ahead, Roy.
Yeah, Leroy Collins, Hudson High graduate, Louisville graduate, broke records in Hudson, New York, broke records in Louisville, and had a short stint in NFL, but I went off to play in Washington, Jacksonville, and Canada.
Oh, man, I'm going to give you a clap, too, dog. Y'all, man, I got to hang out with y'all, too, man. So what do we have the pleasure, and can I tell a backstory real quick, J-Mac?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you a backstory. I know both of these young men.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and me and Rashad, we have a great relationship, man. Rashad is the kind of dude that on some days he'll just text me and be like, yo, bro, how you doing? Like, he really does that. And then the first couple of times I'd be like, why you keep asking me how I'm doing? And then it was one time I was really in a funk, you know what I'm saying? And he hit me and I was like, yo, bro, you know what? I like you, man. You good people. You know, I'm doing good. Now, Roy, me and Roy, we kind of related through marriage, but Roy has always been my guy. I've known Rashad, but I've known Roy longer, you know, because we grew up in the same projects.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, like, one time we're doing, remember how we did the joint at the hospital?
Yes.
We did one at the barbershop.
Okay.
So, it was me, Slay, and Ray, and we're at the barbershop, and who comes walking into the barbershop? A Hudson legend, Leroy Collins, while we're doing, while we're on the radio. And we say, Roy, he said, hey, you guys mind if I talk? Mind if you talk? Bro, you a legend. And Roy really sat down, and he kicked it with us, and we had a great conversation. These two guys right here, they don't make them like them no more.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying that to give the other guys that's under them some motivation.
Right.
Because this is the standard right here.
Yeah, definitely.
So if this is not sweating in y'all, this is appreciating you two, because you two are not strangers to me. I know you both, and I'm saying you're at the top of the list in my book. So let me get myself.
And I have to say this, man. You guys are the ones. All the guys that we grew up ahead of us is what molded us to work as hard as we did. Because, you know, we played basketball, we played any game, we played the older kids, and you guys pushed us. So, you know what I mean? That would give the credit to you guys, because I always looked up to you guys to try to compete at your level, you know what I mean? So it made me tougher when I had to compete with people at my level. So that's a kudos to you guys. But also, if you remember, the last time when I did walk in the barbershop and had that interview, we talked about this very thing that me and Rashad are about to do right now.
Absolutely. Yes, you did. So let me give everybody a clap. I'm in the clapping mood, and I'm just happy to have y'all. Hold on. Let me give y'all a clap. All right, guys. So explain to me what you guys have going on in a few weeks. Is it a few weeks? It's August or it's July? July.
No, it's Monday.
It's Sunday.
Sunday, like it's this Sunday?
The 23rd and 24th of this month, yes.
Okay. July going so fast, Roy. I still remember July 4th like it was yesterday, bro. It's already 19 already, man.
I ain't seen my girl out there from 4th. Yeah, but so basically what we're doing, You know, me and Rashad talked last year. We talked about doing a camp last year, you know, just trying to prepare things and, you know, just get things organized with, you know, the people down in, the people in Hudson to coordinate stuff. And it just fell through the cracks, and so we weren't able to do it. And then he reached out to me again, I'd say probably about 2-3 months ago, and he said, yo, you still thinking about doing that camp this year? And then I said, man, you know what? Let's put this thing in motion, man. Let's do it. And then so we, I figured out, you know what I mean? We need help from everybody, but who else better to do it, man? Get Rashad and me down there to try to help inspire these kids. And the whole focus is to try to inspire the kids and help them increase their skills and their ability, but also give because we want to produce more college athletes and possibly more NFL athletes. And I'm saying so the camp is going to be based off skills. But it's also going to be based off we're going to have a lot of football knowledge, a lot of inspirational talk.
Oh, okay. Shad, your take on it?
Yeah, as Leroy stated, you know, we talked last year. We just weren't able to get our schedules together. So, you know, we kind of touched base and said, let's get this thing going. And, you know, Leroy, he's been great. You know, we've been talking to Coach Davey, the high school football coach.
Yes, sir.
In regards to getting things set up. And, you know, he asked me what worked for me, which I appreciate him working around my schedule. So, you know, I said Sunday, Monday would be perfect. And I just want to get out there and have fun with the kids, but also, you know, teach them the basics, you know, and give them motivation. What I would really like to do, I hope we get a good crowd and just really bring out the youth and possibly inspire some of these kids to, you know, come back out for Pop Warner and get the Whalers to come back alive, because that was a foundation not only for myself, but I know for Leroy and a lot of other players growing up in the area.
So, listen, let me tell you, and I was about to say that, shout out to Coach Davey and shout out to Tim Martin. Through Tim Martin, the Drive Time Radio Show has been able to develop a great relationship with Coach Davey. And we actually had him on a couple weeks ago because Hudson has now okayed a modified football team. So yep, they have modified basketball. So I think they're going to like kind of surpass that whole Pop Warner thing because it was more out in Chatham. And Coach Davey was really excited about actually having a modified team, you know, and being in that system. One thing I want to ask
you. Yeah, it gives them.
Go ahead, Roy. I'm sorry.
It gives the coaches something to, you know. I know how in Indiana they got so many Pop Warner and they all teach the same system. So by the time they get up to the high school, they're all on the same page and they're winning state championships like nothing out here. So that's something that would be great for Hudson, you know, the football program, getting the kids at a young age, getting them on the system, and by the time they get up to JV and varsity, you know, they'll be clicking on all cylinders. We see it with the basketball team. You know?
Right.
Yeah, they've been taking over.
Roy?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I would give Rashad a shout out and let him know how a good guy he is. I'm gonna give him another shout out real quick and see if I got everybody on the phone. You know, Rashad calls me up. He called me up like once a year, and then he'll say, "Yo," he said, "Roy, you know, we're about to get a mascot. You want in?"
Yeah.
And I mean, "Yo, Roy, I'm about to get a tunnel. You want in?" It's like, yo, it's just like, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying, like, hats off to the dude, man, because he has nothing but love and love and, you know, and inspiration for the city and for the kids, and he's wanting to give back, and that's the, like, the epitome of giving back, man. He just has that in his heart, and so I give that shout out, man, because I was just thinking about it. I was like, man, you know what? I'm just saying, a lot of that stuff, that's why I like, yo, I hate the mascot. You want in? Let's get a new one.
So, appreciate it, man.
Yeah. I want to add. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
I think the modified thing, like you guys pointed out, being in the same system, if everybody's on the same page, you only because football is 90% mental, and that's what I learned that throughout the years of playing. I'm saying if you know the plays, you know the system, you know the game, you don't have to use as much physical force and strength. And saying so, if you know it year after year, it's the same thing, and it's second nature to you. It's like walking and like talking. You go out there and play the game, you look better doing it. And on top of it, it produces better athletes because now you look better doing what you're doing. You ain't got to think about it. That's going to mess you up. So now you got college coaches looking at you now because you look smooth and you look like you know what you're doing.
Correct. I wanted to bring this up to you guys, and I gave him a shout out earlier, but I'm gonna give him another one because he's phenomenal. Tim Martin, the Dirty Dog himself,
yes,
who often co-hosts on this show, but he wrote a phenomenal article about you guys today. Now, I mean, you guys have always been in the limelight, but please tell me, you know, the effect that Tim Martin is having, because he's not just writing about you guys. You know what I'm saying? He is still doing that expert writing on the lower levels when we're talking about our JV, our modified, any kind of sport, not just football, baseball, everything. Just talk about that, because I think sometimes we don't applaud Tim Martin enough, and he's one hell of a guy.
I would say, you know, keep it short, Tim, I mean, he's been doing it for a while. I remember just growing up, always running to the get the newspaper after our games and just hoping that Tim Martin was the one that wrote our article. But, I mean, you know, Tim, honestly, he is the voice of Huskin community when it comes to sports. He does, I've been seeing it lately, he's getting out, as you stated, Vern, getting out to do, you know, literally, you know, small kids, not just focusing on just the high school level. He's getting, you know, little kids' names out there at an early age, and he does a great job. I'm glad he came back. I remember he was gone for a while, and the difference in him coming back and just getting, being more involved in the community is awesome.
Right?
Yeah, my thing is that, like, Tim Martin, the thing is that, you know, you always good. I mean, you're good and you know you're good, but you're not really that good unless somebody else say you're good. Yeah. And Tim makes sure he says it, you know what I mean? Tim makes sure that he gives love and shout out to everybody. And that's that third party appreciation and third party congratulations is a beautiful thing. And like, Tim was my man coming up, like Hudson football, when we went with the state championship, it would not have been the same. Hudson would not have got the same recognition, the same love, the same, like, you know, crowd of people to follow if it wasn't for that voice to give us that shout out. So we were a good team, but we were better because he said we were, and he made people believe that. So, and so hats off to him all day long. And he's always been my man, always will be. And that article was sick. I gave him more love for it because I'm like, man, this dude is nothing to play with, man.
Yeah. So, guys, tell me, one of the questions that someone asked me, what's the age limit for you guys' event this weekend?
Was it 8 to 18 or up? I mean, you know what? We're going to have fun. We have, I'm saying, they sign, because we're going to have waivers. So they sign a waiver and they can, I said, my motto is, I'm sure it's Rashad too, if you can listen, you can learn. You know what I mean? So long as the kid can listen, he can learn. That's the age.
Tell KK, man, you could have just texted me that in there.
What? Text you what? You can tell him yourself. He listening.
He listening? He quiet?
Yeah. Nah, he not. He can't be on the show no more. He running for politics, man.
Oh, okay.
He listening, though.
Shout out to KK, man, a.k.a. JP.
Now, don't start. Now, you know you can't take shots at him when he ain't here, dog. You know he going to call in if you shoot at him now. You know it's still his house, dog. So listen. Here's a question. Here's a question. And guys, don't get mad at me, okay? I'm just playing advocate. Is this something that you guys plan to do, for an extended time, or is this just like a feel out thing? Let's say you don't get as many participants this year. Is it something that you go back and say next year, hey, you know, we tried it, we're not going to do it, or are you guys saying, hey, we're going to commit to doing it for 3 years, and if it doesn't work, it just doesn't work?
I actually talked to Rashad about this yesterday. Well, yesterday, and I said that it's something that we want to do. We want to see. I figured that this is the first year, and we really didn't have, like, the whole year to plan it. So this is it. That first year always going to be the year that's going to be slow. Like, I'm not anticipating slowness, but I'm saying I'm expecting that it might not be as big as I want it to be. So so we have that year to plan, basically. So our year to plan starts on the 23rd and 24th for next year.
Okay.
So I'm actually looking to do it again. So, but, you know, that short notice is basically just a planning process, and this right here is going to take us through the wrinkles, to get some wrinkles out, to get some, because I do camps all the time up here, but still, just like, you know, different area, different kids, different population, you know what I mean? You want to, you know what I mean? That's my hometown. I want to show some love, so I'm sure Rashad too. I want to do it every year, man. I want to make it an annual thing. I want to make it big.
And Rashad, before you answer this, I want to add something else to that. Is this exclusive to Columbia County, or is this a Hudson thing? Because listen, let's say that I live in Ichabod, and I know that this camp is going on, and the camp is relatively cheap. Why not bring my kid down here so he can learn from two legends, two people that have the experience like he's probably never going to see from anybody else?
I would say it's open to everyone. Leroy and I have to talk, but I don't see why they just cut it off.
Yeah.
Just one comment, just one group of, community in Hudson.
We want to start off.
It's a camp to just, like I said, to come out, have fun, and it's not just limited to one. I feel like it wouldn't be fair enough to just cut it off to one community. Come on, everyone. Come.
Yeah, we want to make that whole upstate, man. I mean, I'm talking about we got Chatham. You know what I mean? I know Chatham have their camps, and we get kids from Hudson to go to Chatham or Rensselaer for their camp. So if kids want to come out from Albany to do camps, man, because that's what we want to do. And then as time grows, because I commend the effort that was trying to do with his basketball. He started off with a little basketball, a little local community. Then he kept the local community, but brought some stars in, and then he brought some more, the bigger stars in, and then he brought the biggest of the biggest stars in,
Yeah.
So it's just like every year, you just build off it every year, so the more you get out, and the more it grows and get bigger, and then you see the fruits of your labor, they run when kids start getting signed, and kids start, saying no to stuff they used to say yes to, and start saying yes to stuff they used to say no to.
Okay. But, Roy, I want to add something, Roy, because Rashad brought in an undefeated coach, too. You got to add that, man, because I'm nice, Roy. I'm undefeated. Uh-huh. I'm undefeated, dog.
Uh-huh.
I just had to let you know that. Any last things, guys? I don't want to hold y'all up too much, man. I know y'all both two busy men. I know, Rashad, I can hardly ever get in touch with you, man, But anything, last things y'all want to just give out the time, the date, and anything else?
I don't have a flyer. I don't have a flyer, but I know it's eight to twelve. We're gonna have registration. Sign ups is gonna be for the first 45 minutes. It's gonna be like waiver sign ups, and just get it being organized. And then we'll have our tent ready. Then we'll have the coaches should be there, lined up, and it's at the middle school field. Was it Burnett?
Yeah. One last thing. What kind of attire should they wear? Like, what should they come? Cleats, shorts, what?
Cleats, shorts, knee-shirts.
Yep.
Gloves, that's it.
No equipment, no helmets or nothing like that. They got the catching gloves. They got their sleeves, their wristbands, their AI sleeves or something like that, They want to look fancy. Look as hot as you want, man. But, yeah, just T-shirts, shorts, and cleats.
Okay. Well, listen.
We probably get a prize for the kid with the best looking socks.
Word! That's what's up. I know Rashad in the socks too, man. Him socks and sneakers. That boy got a fetish for those things, boy. So guys, listen. Is there any way that we can maybe give you guys a call, or you guys can call next week or the week after to let us know how everything went and what you need from drive time, so that we can help next year be as successful or even more?
Same process. Rashad can call me. You can do the same thing. Whatever time you want us to call in.
All right. I'm gonna stop by and check y'all out. I'm gonna take some pictures and stuff. But like I said, I can't thank you guys enough. And good luck, and everything that you guys are doing. And boy, you still doing the Syracuse thing with the semi pro joint?
Yeah, pick up the Syracuse club. We won number one in the country last year.
Congrats.
For a little while, then we went off and then we went down to Tampa. We left in Tampa, and this year
who they lose to?
What?
Harvard, I think, right? In Toluca,
CJ? Oh, CJ,
Albany, yeah, Albany. We got Albany. We actually played against Albany this weekend.
Oh, at home. Okay.
We played Albany this weekend, man. Yep, they beat us. They beat us by first game. Second time they barely beat us. They beat us by 1 point. And then this last game, they beat us by a little couple plays that we should by. That I would say that the referee should overturn, but you know, okay. I mean, referees, so you can't say too much.
All right, guys, man. Listen, always a pleasure, man. I'll be talking to you soon. I'll see you guys on Sunday. I'm gonna stop by. I live right next to there. And thank you for just giving back to our community and being role models, man. It's a hard job, and nobody wants it because you don't get paid for it. You just have to pay for it. Yes. And we do respect you. Thank you very much. And continue to do what you do.
Well, thank you.
All right, man.
Continue doing what you do, man.
Yes, sir. Yo, Shaw, hit me when you get to town, man. I got a new drink for you, dog. All
right, I got you.
All right, man. Roy, be easy, dog.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, later.